Having a look at the papers today, The Australian has the latest news poll results, which show that Julia Gillard's tracking reasonably well against Tony Abbott, but at the same time facing the prospect of being a popular election loser. Labor would lose an election if held today, the news poll finds, and Labor's vote is worse now than it was during the last months of Kevin Rudd's prime ministership in key states, especially Queensland. The Australian also covers Anna Bligh's comments on the dispute between the federal government and mining companies over the meaning of their deal for the mining resources and rent tax. The Queensland Premier has come out decisively on the miners' side, saying royalties means it's royalties now and royalties in the future. And she says the states reserve their right to lift royalty rates in the future, which is what the mining companies want to be compensated for. The West Australian leads with new information about the Christmas Island boating tragedy. The headline there, a survivor says that crew cut engine of asylum boats. A female survivor says that the Indonesian crew cut the engine some hours before the tragedy and told the asylum seekers that the Australian Navy would come to get them and then told them to yell and scream to attract attention. We will be talking later in the morning to Rear Admiral Barrett, who is the head of those operations. And in the Fairfax papers, The Age and The Canberra Times lead with the latest WikiLeaks revelations showing that that the United States asked Australia to provide a job for one of Saddam Hussein's former top biological weapons scientists, asking him to get a job at the Victorian University. The federal government rejected those overtures. It was part of a US government to give special treatment to scientists involved in Saddam Hussein's weapons programs. Coming up later in the program, we'll be crossing to the US to hear the reaction to the Senate vote over the weekend, overturning the controversial Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy, introduced by the Clinton administration 17 years ago. In a moment, we'll have international news from the BBC, but now it's coming up to 6:30, which means that on Radio National Summer Breakfast, it is just about news time.